A Gift of the Givers has been in Makanda for the past few months. It's been providing residents with bottled water there. It's also been drilling boreholes for them. But the organization needs 23 million rand more to complete that drilling project in the drought-stricken town. And we're going to speak in a moment to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who says that the money should have come from government. Let's find out why it hasn't. Dr. Suleiman, good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for your time. Now, I understand that you have been active in this town in the last few months, doing your very best to provide the residents of Makanda with water. How far have you been able to go in helping them?
Afternoon, Jen. We've gone very far, but we can finish the job and we can go much further. When we first went in on the 9th of February, they told us they need us only for they needed help for 3 to 5 days,
right?
Because the pump was being fixed in James Tenants, which is a dam on the east side of Grahamstown, Makanda. And when we looked at the situation, I said, okay, 5 days, basically bottle water for a few days and see what happens. When we stepped in, we realized this thing is not going to be sorted in 5 days, that pump is not going to be fixed up in 5 days, and this problem is going to get longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then whilst being at town, we realized that the water, in a few weeks' time, the water on the west side, called Wynek, that even though the pumps may get fixed up on the east side, on the west side, the water in the dam is almost empty. So it means water will be required on the west side for a long time, and the east side will have to subsidize that to push water to the west side. And the pipes are not big enough, and in talking to the municipality, they said a point is going to come where water is going to be 2 days on one side, 2 days off on this side, and 2 days on the other side, and 2 days off on the other side. But that's not what happened, which means it is not an ideal situation.
Right.
It means the absence of rain, the absence of the pumps working in the dam. And in that same week, pumps got more damage. You know, their salt came in. There was an electrical supply problem, and both sides were affected. And it was then it realized this is not going to work, you know, because it can take, they're saying 5 days or 7 days. This can take several weeks. It will mean there's going to be a severe civil unrest in the town.
Yes.
And when we were there, the protests were already starting. You know, people said, you know, what's going on? Why is this thing not being sorted out? And all the usual thing that goes on with protest. So we came up with a plan. We said, everybody told us, you can't find boil water in Grahamstown. It's very difficult. There's too much of iron. There's too much of salt. We took in our own hydrologist, Dr. Grunewald. Within 3 hours of the first day, we found water.
Wow.
In the area of Wynek. And following a certain pattern, we decided to drill on the east and the west. In fact, the first one was not supposed to give us water. It was to give us an idea of the geology of the rocks,
right?
Not to get water. But by miracle, we found water. And, you know, it was quite a substantial amount of water, almost 200,000 meters a day. And then we mapped out the different areas. We looked at the dams, and we came up with a plan within a day for the municipality. We said, this is what you need, and this is what has to be done. They said they had no finances at the moment.
Yes.
They were waiting for water money to come from the Department of Water and Sanitation. And on the one side, infrastructure they need to repair, which is the pumps itself in the dam's infrastructure, and whatever else had to go there, the power station got affected, and a lot of other things were affected in the two dams. They needed to sort it out. They also then, as an alternative, needed to do bowls, water tankers, bottled water, in the absence of the two dams working.
Yes. Have they done any of that?
No, they couldn't. In fact, they didn't have the money for that. We've been running Grahamstown from Grahamstown February till now. We've been running Grahamstown.
Dr. Suleiman, did you not say they were supposed to source that money from the Department of Water and Sanitation?
They said it, and apparently, they've been having meetings all the time. It was declared as an emergency, as a disaster. It was promulgated in the Gazette. That money still hasn't come, according to the municipality.
Hmm.
We met the Premier. We met the Batabile Dlamini. We met the Director General of Eastern Cape Province. We met people from Treasury. We met people from disaster, water and sanitation. We met Grahamstown Municipality. We've been meeting people on the 9th of February. If this is the response of government in a situation like this, God help us if an earthquake hits us.
You know,
it's taken them 3 months, and now on the west side, the water is gone. East side, no water. West side, no water. And when the water was coming out, people were getting sick. It was black. It was brown. It was dirty. My guys have not been home since the 9th of February. Just going home for 1 or 2 days and coming back. It has been a cost of 5,000 a day accommodation. It has been fuel costs. It's been food for my teams. And then the areas, the people don't want anybody in the areas except Gifu Bikibas team to deliver water. So Isuzu gave us two water tankers. We put special pumps in a school called Insika, where we can bring out 1.2 million liters of water per day. But we can't pump all that water out because there's salt. So we've designed a special filtration system that costs us R500,000. We designed it ourselves. We put in JoJo tanks to run the filters through the filtration tanks so we can provide 10,000 liters an hour of water that we make available through taps at the school fence. And we pump it into the tankers to take it to areas far away on the east side. Now the west side is in trouble. We don't have any other tankers. We're trying to get more tankers. But at the same time, we can't outlay any more cash. We've put in 15 boreholes already. We still need to put piping from the boreholes into the 70 we drilled in Wynak.
Yes.
Because the west side is gone. So we can put 2.8 million liters a day of water into Wynak to compensate for the dam being shut, no water. We've got boreholes in the school. We've drilled one in the K9 dog unit. We're going to put one at the SCP, one at the Defense Force. We're going to put several in a place called Botas Ridge. But these things are costing $300,000 to $400,000 each.
Oh.
That's besides the 5 million men of bottled water that we brought into the town.
Right. Dr. Suleiman, sorry, I need to ask you at this point, because it appears that you've gone well beyond what is your duty in this regard. And you're still waiting for government to come to the party with this 23 million rand. Do you not think that you should actually pull out of the area until government has done its part? Because it seems to me that they are abusing the aid that you have offered to the people of Makanda, and they're simply expecting you, they're going to expect you to raise that money because they've seen your acts of goodwill in the area.
Jen, if there weren't poor women and children, you know, in the area, I would have walked out a long time ago. But my conscience doesn't allow me to do that, even though I know government is wrong.
Yes.
But I know, I'll give you a story. My builder that built my house many years ago, he told me, Dr. Suleiman, the poor have no voice. You are the voice of the poor. Don't ever forget that. Mm. It is that word in my mind that keeps me going, because it could be my child on the other side that got no water to drink in the afternoon. It could be my mother or my old granny in the old age home that doesn't have water to take a medication. That is the only thing that's keeping me in the town. Otherwise, I would have walked out a long time ago.
All right. Dr. Suleiman, thank you very much for speaking to us. What a man of conscience. What a pity that the government officials in that area have no conscience whatsoever.